Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Renee. How may I help you?
Yeah, I have a couple charges on my credit card. I'd like to know what they are.
All right, ma'am. What is your zip code?
92880.
And what is your first and last name, ma'am?
Marilyn Hodges.
You said 92880?
Yes.
Can you verify the shipping address for me?
6555 Mallory Court, Eastvale, California.
All right. Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while this is being pulled up. I'm still waiting for it to load, man.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am, I see here on the 29th that you put in, looks like a mixer that was on the 29th of October.
Okay. How it comes up is you're going to get this KitchenAid mixer from Walmart. Just pay the shipping, which was the $5.74. So you're saying the mixer then is $67.32?
No, ma'am. So what it is in terms and conditions, it lets you know that you will be put into a sweepstakes.
Okay, drawing, okay.
A drawing. That you would pay the $5.74 for, and if you did not win, you'd be put into another one, which increases your winning chances by half. And that's what that $67.32 is. Now, also with that, it's not just a sweepstakes that you also put into. You also get a $125 voucher to use on that factory direct store.
Okay, I don't want any of that. You know, it's misleading. It pops up, you're going to get this wonderful mixer for whatever, $2, which is, you know, okay, I understand that's too good to be true, but then I figured, okay, you know, the $5.74 to be put in the drawing is fine. I don't want to pay more to get into another drawing.
Okay, ma'am. I can get it canceled for you.
Okay, I would appreciate that, Renee.
So you won't get charged again.
What do you mean again?
It's every month, and every month that you're into the drawing, your chances is cutting is increasing.
Yeah. Okay.
By
no,
half.
No, no. This is so misleading on this, and I'm going to go on the website, and I'm going to make. I'm going to let other people know not to enter this because it's a scam. That's what it is. I'm a senior citizen on a very fixed income. I have a small pension and Social Security. I can't afford to pay for anything extra on my accounts, so I would like at least a refund on the $67.32. The first entry, I will gladly pay that, but I would like a refund on the $67.32.
Okay, ma'am, what I can do is I can give you a 35% refund on that $67.32.
You're going to give me a refund on that?
Yes, ma'am, I can give you a 35% refund on that.
And 35%?
Also, yes, ma'am.
Okay, no, that really isn't good enough. Okay, can I talk to a supervisor?
Give me 1 second, man. Let me see what I can do.
What? Just a minute, Booty. I'm on the phone.
All right, ma'am, what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund.
Okay, what is the name of your company?
We are a third-party call center, ma'am, but the company that you're calling in regards to is Factory Direct, ma'am.
Factory Direct. So if I go to their business bureau and issue a complaint for Factory Direct and explain what's going on, Will they contact somebody at your company when I give them this phone number?
Yes, ma'am, but give me one second. I'll see what I can do.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to give you back that full refund. You will see that refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, Renee, thank you so much for understanding my situation.
No problem, ma'am. And would you like that cancellation number?
I would, thank you.
All right, let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right, it is C as in Charlie. 262-474-138.
Okay, Renee, thank you so much for your understanding and your time. I appreciate that.
No problem, ma'am. And thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Okay, you also, Renee. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.